Now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. We'll start here with girls basketball coach, that is Derek Jasper, coming off the CBL tournament and also a game last night against Moore Hill Mount Academy. We'll dive into all of it, but coach, how about what it was at the CBL tournament this past week? Had to move around a little bit with weather. Some games were pushed to Monday, but you look in the grand scheme of things, you lose the opener against Centralia, but you bounce back with a pair of wins against Axel and Blue Valley, kind of continuing that momentum into last night, but just kind of the overall takeaways from the CBL tournament this year.
Yeah, you know, a grinder for us. We only made three trips. Our boys made four trips out there, so a lot of travel for us back and forth. Came home in some bad weather Saturday, but was happy to get our game in early in the morning Saturday and got a win against Blue Valley. Another big third quarter for us kind of propelled that one. They made a good comeback in the fourth quarter. I wasn't really happy with the way we finished the game, but certainly was happy to get a win out there. And we got two wins in the tournament. And usually for us, if you can get two wins in the tournament, that's good for your overall record. And, you know, maybe one of these days we'll get in that winner's bracket side and play some of the bigger games in that tournament. But for this year to come out of there 2-1, we'll take it. Played better defensively. Haven't given up 40 points in four games now in a row. So kind of locking in defensively, playing a little better, finding some rhythm and doing what we need to be doing there. And then just usually in the game, just having that one great offensive quarter has been enough. But I want to see a little bit more consistency in our scoring, you know, throughout the game.
Yeah, and I know you talked about it last week a little bit as well. The defense was picking up, but it's just like, where's the offense? Can we get a little bit more consistency there? But you're getting at least one good quarter, and the defense is holding down enough to help you out here with now what is three straight victories after last night. You come right back after the CBL tournament. You get a Moore Hill Mount Academy team out of the Northeast Kansas League, and you guys look pretty good there, 48-31. Take us through that one.
Yeah, I played a pretty decent game. We had them at home. We were 0-4 on our home floor on the year, so, man, we were desperate for a home win, and we were able to get that last night. Again, you know, pretty good scoring balance-wise throughout the quarter. Peyton had a big night at 20. Allie Franken stepped up last night and had 8 points and played pretty well for us, so giving us that third option behind Peyton and Harper, we always need that, and it can change game to game, and we need people to keep stepping up and scoring. But again, defensively, I thought we were pretty good. I thought our pressure bothered them a little bit, and thought we really did some nice things. You know, especially as coming off the CBL tournament, sometimes it's hard to play that first game back. A lot of our league schools didn't even play last night, but I think a really good effort at home. Really proud of the way they played, and I think our girls are kind of excited to win three games in a row. You know, that hasn't happened a lot recently for us. You know, and our program's been down the last 4 or 5 years, so to win three in a row, I think, is something we can be proud of.
And a chance to make it four in a row on Friday at home against Washington County. And, you know, you touched up on a lot of teams not playing last night, but a couple teams did, and Washington County was one of them last night. They got back home and played Hanover, who is the number one team in the state right now in 1A D2, and they're coming off the CBL tournament win, and Washington County losing that one last night, 52-31. But this is a Washington County team that made quite a run, you know, hosting that CBL tournament. They got all the way to the third place game. They knocked off Frankfurt in the quarterfinals, ultimately losing to Clifton Clyde, but a Washington County team that seems to be playing a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Really kind of scary, dangerous team. Kind of hot and cold, a little bit like us maybe, you know. Looks like sometimes they play some great games, and then maybe they'll have a stinker thrown in there every once in a while. So maybe looking for some consistency like we are, but a great win against Frankfurt they had in the tournament, and they got some great guard play and some great athletes. So really look to push tempo and stuff. So we're going to have to do a great job to try to get that fourth win in a row. It's another one at home, our winter royalty game. So that's usually a big deal for our seniors and stuff, a big night with a dance and stuff afterwards. But, you know, you can't have any fun at the dance if you don't win the game. So hopefully they'll come prepared and we can put up another good performance at home Friday night.
There it is. Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us. A good way to finish the CBL tournament. A couple of wins over Axel and Blue Valley. And then last night, beating up on Moore Hill Mount Academy 48-31. They'll try to make it four in a row on Friday at home against Washington County. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Go Chiefs.